Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It is a Monday. It is the 3rd of August. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. State Department now trying to figure out where the Iranian government is holding three Americans this morning. The three are being held after crossing an unmarked border on a hike. A fourth person who was traveling with them stayed behind because he was feeling ill. The Swiss embassy in Tehran says Swiss diplomats are trying to meet with the three hikers. The embassy would not say whether Iran has responded to its request. Also in Iran, a key endorsement for the disputed president. Earlier today, Iran's supreme leader formally backed Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as he is now preparing for his second term. Iran's main state television channels did not air today's ceremony in an apparent attempt to downplay the controversy. Two former presidents boycotted the ceremony amid widespread claims that the presidential election was in fact fixed. The family of an American shot down over Iraq 18 years ago finally knows what happened to him. The Pentagon says it's identified the remains of Captain Michael Scott Spiker. He was the first American killed in the Gulf War of 1991. Searchers found his remains in the Iraqi desert after getting tips from Iraqis who remembered his jet's crash and witnessed his burial. Severe turbulence forced a Continental Airlines plane to divert to Miami to make an emergency landing. Continental says seven passengers were taken to an area hospitals for treatment, while dozens more were treated right there at the scene. The airline says the flight was en route from Brazil to Houston when it hit turbulence just north of the Dominican Republic. 179 people on board that plane when the turbulence happened. The runaway hit rebate plan, cash for clunkers, could get a jump start today. The Senate is voting on a $2 billion bill to keep the program alive. Customers have been flocking to car dealers to get up to $4,500 back for trading in gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. That's it. You're up to date. Those are the headlines. Do stay with CNN, CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.